The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 31st, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Say, this is the process.
Yes.
If you want to know God, Krishna means God.
Yes.
Then, this is the process.
Yes.
What is that? Mai asakta.
Mai asakta mano.
Mai asakta.
Mai asakta mano partha.
Yoga means brahma.
This is yoga practice also.
Yoga.
Yoga. Yoga means to concentrate the mind on a subject matter.
Yes.
So we should meditate upon Krishna. Mai asakta. Then gradually. It increase your attachment.
Yes.
And that is the perfection of life. The perfection of life,
yes.
The symbol is in Vrindavan.
Yes.
Because all the inhabitants of Vrindavan,
yes.
They were attached very, very much attached
to Krishna.
The cowherd's boys, the girls,
yes.
The elderly persons,
yes. Yes.
The trees, the flowers,
yes.
The land,
yes.
The birds, the bees,
yes.
The cows,
yes.
The center was Krishna.
Yes.
So we have to follow their footprints.
Yes.
How to? We have got already attachment.
Yes. Yoga Munjan Madhasa.
Attachment we have got for material things.
Yes.
That we have to transfer. This is yoga practice.
Yes.
Yoga Indriya Sangyam. Yoga, I think it is Patanjali Sutra.
Is a Chitta Vritti Nirodha.
Yeah, Chitta Vritti.
Yoga Chitta Vritti Nirodha.
Nirodha. So, our activities are now materially centered.
Okay.
How to satisfy the senses?
Yeah.
All the so-called improvement, material improvement means how to satisfy the senses. So, this asakti, attachment, for material sense gratification,
has to be transferred to Krishna.
Maya asakta manasya. This is yoga.
Yes.
This is bhakti yoga. But it can be done madasraya. Asraya, to take shelter.
Yes.
Taking shelter of Krishna.
Yes.
You can make this meaning.
Yes.
Or Madasraya means one who has taken shelter of Krishna.
Krishna, correct. That is correct.
Madasraya
means
asraya. Either you directly, it is not possible to take shelter of Krishna. Therefore, Madasraya means one who has taken shelter of me.
Yes.
That is parampara system. You take shelter of me. Then the result will be asamsaya. Hare Krishna. Asamsaya means at the present moment.
Without any doubts.
People are in doubt whether there is God. Or if there is God, he might have died by this time. So there are so many. Yes. When I first went to USA, the theory was God is dead. Yes. But when I began to speak, they realized, no, God is not dead. God is His Swami. They wrote.
Yes.
They wrote articles.
Yes.
So, asamsam.
Samagramma. From all aspects.
From all aspects.
Yes.
Yatha gansasi, dasinam. So, Krishna is speaking about Himself.
Yes.
We can speculate about God, but it will never be successful, because we have got limited senses.
Yes, correct.
Therefore, you hear from Krishna about Krishna. This is called bhakti.
And he wants to tell the jnanam, teyam savijnanam, what I have realized, I tell you.
No, not realized.
Experienced.
Savijnanam. How it can be practically applied.
Yes, how it can be practically.
Not that he has realized. He is God, he is already realized.
Savijnanam means method of
with method of knowing.
Application.
Practical.
Practical.
Yeah. That's right, practical science.
Practical.
If you want to pass BA examination, you have to appear for theoretical and practical, both.
Here and practice both.
Yeah. So this bhakti yoga means to know God, at the same time practically employ yourself in the service of God or in the transaction between God and yourself. That is vijnana.
What is the distinction between jnana and vijnana?
Jnana means theoretical knowledge and vijnana means practical knowledge. Simply to know God is great, that is not sufficient. Yeah, that is theoretical. You must know how great He is. That we have to learn from the Shastras, from the Guru, how great He is. Just like in the Brahma Sangita, Vedic. Jato vāyumāni bhūtāni jānti. He is the source of our material elements. In Him, everything stays. And after annihilation, everything goes into Him. This is one understanding. Nitya nityanam chitana chitanana. In this way, from Vedas, from Guru, from saintly persons, we have to understand. Sadhu Guru, Shastra Vakta. Sadhu means who speaks strictly on the Shastra. Guru also speaks strictly on Shastra. Shastra is the medium. Yashastra vidhimasrijya bhartate kāvakāra. No such thing, sir. Therefore we protest. Unless there is something mentioned in the authorized Shastra, we don't accept.
Is it nitya, anityanam or nitya nityanam?
Nitya nityanam. Puranam.
Permanent,
both of them permanent. No. Permanent, the jivas and the Supreme Lord, both of them are permanent, nitya. Nahannate hannamane sari. Nitya sasatayam. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Nitya sasatayam. Itana. All is existing. And this material world has been described asāsvatam, dukkhālayam
asāsvatam.
Asāsvatam, it is not permanent. Bhutta-bhutta-pradiyati. It appears and disappears. So because nitya-nityānam, there is transaction between the nitya, the supreme nitya, Krishna, and the subordinate nityas, the living entity. So there must be one place also where this transaction takes place. Because this is anitya. This material world is anitya. So how the transaction between the nitya and nityanam can take place? Because the place is anitya. Therefore there must be a place which is nitya. There must be a place. That is Vaikuntha Dham. Spiritual world. So, by practicing bhakti yoga, scientifically, by practical understanding, practical application, yogam junyan madasaya, either at the shelter, then anna jnatabha, no, then you become perfect.
Yes.
No more knowledge.
No more knowledge.
Yes. Knowledge.
Final.
Well. Yeah. Jasmin vijñāte sarvamidam vijñātam bhavanti. This is also Upanishad. Jasmin vijñāte. If you simply understand Krishna, then sarvamidam vijñātam bhavanti. Then you have got full knowledge. And that is also stated in the fourth chapter. Janma karma medibham jujānāti tat taktāde haṁ punar janvanam. Māmi. He becomes immediately liver. Simply if you understand Krishna, what is Krishna? Tat-tat. In truth, then you are. Your business is. Yeah. Yes, to understand Krishna is not so easy job. First of all, so many millions and millions of living entities are there. They are not interested. They are like animals, eat, drink, be merry and enjoy. Nobody is interested. What is the success of life, siddhi? They do not know. They think if I, now especially in this age, if you can eat sumptuously, then it is siddhi. All siddhi. Yes. Udaram bharita. Sartham udaram bharita. Just, you see, people are so lazy. If they can eat their daily food somewhere or other, begging, borrowing and stealing, just like animals.
That was udarasheshna
parayana.
Parayana.
So, they think, now my day's business is finished. Now it is. And dakhaṁ kutumbha bharanam. And if one man can maintain a family of 4-5 men, oh, he is Maharaj Dakha. Maharaj Dakha, you know, great personality was performing yoga. So this is Kali Yuga. Even they will not be able to maintain a wife, a few children. There is no shelter. I've seen in all these things in Western countries. They have no fixed staff, just like animals. The animals are loitering in the street or in the jungle. They are loitering in a great jungle, a great city, that's all. Yes. Therefore, the Mahavadis cannot understand.
Yes.
Although they have come to the point of Siddha, you see, they cannot understand. Yatatamapi Siddhana. They are Siddhas because they have understood that I am not this body. Aham Brahmasmi. This much they have understood. But still they cannot understand Krishna. Yatatamapi Siddhana. Although they are trying. They do not know. They say Krishna is Niraka. Krishna is Niraka. God is Niraka. I am as good as God. These theories, encumbrous theories, because they do not know. Yatatamapi Siddhana. So, when one has come to this knowledge perfectly, that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. That is brahma-bhuta stage. So after brahma-bhuta stage, there are so many other things. Brahma-bhuta, prasanna, atma, nasurtati, nakaha. Samas-sarvi-suddhita.
Samas-sarvi-suddhita.
Then he comes to the bhakti-yoga. Not that only there is Narayan Seva, not Dhani Narayan Seva.
You came out with that.
No, that is the difference. If Daridra is Narayan, why not the Dhani?
Again, we are not to die.
A devotee is equal. Either he is Daridra Narayan or Dhani Narayan.
Yes.
It is not
both
that.
Are equal. Both are equal. Poor or rich.
Yes.
Yod is equal.
That is samasarvesuddhita. Why there should be distinction? So now the study, first study begins from material point of view. Where from? The sky came. How the sky came into existence. First of all, sky. Then from sky there is sound.
Seven.
Then from sound there is air. From air there is. Along with this creation, the sky creation means the ear creation. The reception of the sound. Since it is all described with this Srimad Bhagavatam very nicely. How creation took place. Then, ultimately, we come to the land, where all the qualities of other elements are there. There is sound, there is touch, there is vision, there is smell, everything is there. So, and the subtle matters, mind, chitta, intelligence, then buddha, intelligence, then false ego. This is, at the present moment, everyone is thinking in the bodily concept of life. I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm Brahmin, I'm Kshatriya. This is false ego. He's not, neither of them. Because his spirit soul, a different identity. So, this, how this subtle mind, intelligence are working, one should know how transmigration of the soul takes place by the action of mind, intelligence and ego. They do not know. There is no such science. There are so many universities all over the world. But who is studying all these things? The psychologists, they are studying a little more about thinking, feeling and willing, that's all. But they do not know how he is working, how he is carrying the subtle soul to other body, that they do not know.
Why do you not explain that about subtle body being carried forward?
Yes.
That is going to come now.
Subtle body, just like your body at night is on the bed, but you are carried by the thinking, feeling, intelligence to somewhere else. Is it not? So how you are carried? You are actually lying on the bed, Hare Krishna. It is carried by the subtle body. Similarly, death means that this body stops working. But the subtle mind, exactly in the same way, that's why you are sleeping, this gross body has stopped to work. But the subtle body is working.
That is in a swapna.
Swapna, yes.
But so, it also does not work in this way. In this sleep it does not work, no?
This sleep means temporary. Again the subtle mind intelligence come back. So death means no more coming back, it goes elsewhere. That is death. Is it clear? Yes, you forget. Hare Krishna, Jaya. You forget. When you dream, you forget that you have got this gross body and you are the father of such and such, or mother of such and
because
such.
This is all due to mind only.
Mind forgets.
That's it.
The subtle body works. Similarly, we are dying daily. That is also there.
Nitya pralaya.
Nitya pralaya. But, well, now, because the body is fit, therefore he come again to enjoy with the body.
Khetra.
Because of you come to the khetra. It's like you are tilling some land, but when it becomes useless, you cannot till. You have to go elsewhere. Suppose it is over flooded, you cannot walk there. Similarly, death means when the mind, intelligence, along with the soul cannot work in this body, he has to go to some other body. Tatha dehantara prapti. Dehantara prapti. Yes, that will be decided by the prarabdha and everything. So, in this way, death means this gross body, no more working, that's all.
Subtle body lives always. Till it is, liquidated from the maya, clutches and...
Yes.
Till comes into the golok, Krishna.
The vitaraga. When you are completely free from all attachment of this material world, then the taktadiham punarjanva naiti.
Mameti.
Mameti.
Yada sarve prabhujyante kamani manasa.
Yes. Then you do not come again. Mameti. You go back to home, back to God.
Aparā yam, jagat,
that is, consciousness.
Apara prakriti. This is the
para prakriti. Not consciousness. Consciousness is also matter. Consciousness.
There are two prakritis.
Prakriti, that prakriti is soul. That prakriti is soul. Para-prakriti.
Para-prakriti, yeah.
So soul is also prakriti. Soul is not purusha. The Mahavadi, they consider soul as purusha. But it is spoken in the Bhagavad Gita as prakriti. Prakriti. Jiva-bhuta Mahabhava.
Jiva-bhuta Mahabhava.
Jiva-bhuta, the soul which is now covered in this material body, is called Jiva-bhuta. So therefore, it is decided that both these material elements and the soul, both of them are prakritis. One is superior, another is inferior.
You call the upper prakriti soul.
Yes.
Upper is matter.
Matter, yes. Para.
Para is the soul. Para is the soul. That is also prakriti.
And?
Yeah, idam.
What is the proof of the soul? Jayidam dharjati jagat. One who is working with this inferior energy. Just like I am working with this body.
It animates the inferior enemy. It animates the inferior prakriti.
Working. One is the worker, and another is the working ingredient.
Yeah, idam dharyate jagat.
Jagat.
Because jagat is being held by that.
Yes, because this Bombay city is important, because there are so many paraprakritis. If there was no living entity, who cares for the Bombay city?
So living entity is the paraprakriti.
Yes.
Living entity is paraprakriti.
But the prakriti. It is prakriti. It is not purush. Therefore, this prakriti is trying to become purush. Yeah, that is illusion.
Or people calling prakriti as purush is mayavad.
No, purush. Prakriti, jiva, daidam, they are working. They're trying to be enjoyed. But that is not possible. Prakriti is enjoyed. Just like Sri Purush. Purush is enjoyed and Sri is enjoyed. Similarly, Prakriti is used for the satisfaction of the Purush. So if the Jiva is Prakriti,
that is
then Purusha is the Supreme Person. Therefore his business is to satisfy the Supreme Purusha. This is bhakti yoga.
Isn't it Sankhya?
Yes, it is Sankhya.
Trying to satisfy Purusha is a Sankhya philosophy.
Yes, this is Sankhya. This is Sankhya philosophy.
Jiva is a prakriti, isn't it?
Prakriti.
Jiva is a prakriti.
And the Mahavadi philosophy, they say it is Purusha. Therefore, Abhisuddha Buddha. The Mahavadis are described as Abhisuddha Buddha. And Bhagavad Gita it is all said, Abuddhaya.
Abuddhaya.
What is that?
Abuddhaya.
Mannate maam abuddhaya.
Abuddhaya.
Abhaktam, abhaktam, bhakti mahapannam,
abuddhaya.
So these Mahavadis are abuddhaya.
Abuddhaya.
They are not intelligent.
No intelligent.
And in Bhagavad it is said, Abhisuddha Buddhaya. The plural number is there. Abhisuddha. That intelligence is not yet clear. Abhisuddha. Jinnaira bindakha vimukta maniya. But they are thinking that they have become liberated. Now you call, they address among themselves Narayan. Narayan.
Etad yonini bhutani sarvani tu padara aham krishna se jagda prabho.
Yes.
That
etad yonini. All kinds of species or forms of life. Or whatever you see, they are simply combination of this para-prakriti and apara-prakriti.
Yes.
But both the prakritis coming from Krishna, janmadasya jataha, he is the actual cause of everything.
Aham krishna se jagat
prabhava as Brahma, a creation, as Vishnu, maintenance, as Shiva, but Krishna is the origin, cause of Brahma, Vishnu. Aham adirhi devanam. Aham adirhi devanam.
So he is in a way, all the three.
He is not only three, he is many.
And above them.
Eka bahusha. Not three. that in the material world that three may be the beginning, but there are many.
Ekam bhavishyam.
Yes.
Ekam bhavishyam. Om prasnase jagata prabha pralaya tatha matva paratam na iti asti
ghanandaya. Now, because he is the ultimate cause, therefore no more superior.
I think beyond me.
Mayi
sarvam idam prutam sutre mani gana iva.
Yes. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Because he is the original cause. Therefore, everything is depending on him. That is explained in the ninth chapter, I think. Maya tadavidam sadvam. Jagat abhak. The abhakta murti also he is. That is another feature. Another feature. But Maya, the central feature is the person, Krishna. Now, those who cannot realize the supreme cause, they are instructed. How to realize? How to realize if while drinking water you think, now this taste is Krishna. Rasoham of Sukham. He says that I am the taste of the water. So everyone is drinking water. There is no man who does not drink water. So if he remembers, now this taste is Krishna, then he remembers Krishna. And that is bhakti. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Even by remembering, he becomes a devotee, gradually. Yes. And even if you cannot understand this, the how the taste of the water becomes Krishna, all right, you see the sunlight, you inquire where from the light is coming, then you come to Krishna. And if you are not foolish, ordinary person, if you are Vedantist, then try the Omkar, myself. Omkar Vishnu Paramam Padam. He's learned. He's thinking nirakar. No, I am. Pranava, the Omkar, beginning of all Vedic mantras, the Omkar, that I am.
Sarva Vedeshu.
Yes.
Sabda khe paulsam
dhu. Yes. Sabda khe. Yes. Sabda khe in the sky. In the sky there is sabda. As the aeroplane goes, and there is sabda. You can remember Krishna. Is it very difficult? You see, bhakti yoga, how nice it is. When the aeroplane is passing, there is Guru Sabda, you find Krishna. When you are tasting water, you find Krishna. When there is sunrise, you find Krishna. When there is moonrise, you find. When you are chanting Vedas, you find Krishna. So how you can be without Krishna consciousness? It is simply foolishness that it is cannot be done. No. How it can be done? That Krishna personally is teaching. Learn it. And do it. Yes. There are two kinds of smell. Bad smell and good smell. So when you smell a nice flower, punya ganda. You remember Krishna. Here is Krishna. Here is Krishna. Punnananda Prasibhyam. When you find Bibhutimath, Satta, a very powerful man, a powerful elephant, you know that there is Krishna. This power is Krishna.
It is
Kanthadhyay.
So where is the difficulty to understand Krishna? Every moment you can remember Krishna, every moment you can see Krishna, provided you have got eyes. Primanyana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayasya. Santa. So you have to become a santa, perfect santa. Then you will see Krishna always.
Jivanam sarva bhuteshu
tapasya. Very life of every individual is
here. Yes.
Jivanam
sarva bhuteshu. Yes. So without Krishna, so long the Paramatma is there, all the jiva is there. Jiva is also Krishna, because part and parcel of Krishna. Achinta Veda. So long Krishna is there, either as Atma or Paramatma. Then the body is moving. But the so-called scientists, they do not know. Therefore, they do not understand what is Krishna.
Scientists have started understanding Krishna.
Here is this is very simple. A child can understand. Here is a dead body, and here is a living body. What is the difference? And Krishna is not there, and here is Krishna. That's all. But these rascal scientists will not understand this. I know one rascal scientist, he has written one, chemical evolution. Chemical evolution, from chemical life has come. Just see, and he has got Nobel Prize.
That man has not got the Nobel
Prize. Oh yes, I know, in California University, he was there. So one of my students, he is also professor in the Dr. Swarup Damodar. He challenged that suppose if I give you the chemical, can you produce life? That time he said, that I cannot say. From that day, his meeting was not attended by the students. He theoretically said that from chemicals, life has come into existence.
Is that matter of fact? Life keeps the chemicals together. As soon as the life goes away, the chemicals dissolve.
As a medical practitioner, no. Where is chemical? That is a fact.
Always fact.
Still we are researching.
There is no research.
But when the fact is there, what is the use of your researching? When the fact is already there, what is the use of your so-called research?
How we can see
That is being explained.
Bijam mam sarabhutanam, viddhi partha sanatanam, buddhi vada, buddhi
vata vasti, that is explained. That prabhasmi sasi sujya. Sasi means moon.
Chandra.
And sujya means sun. Prabha. So as soon as in the morning you see the sun shine, there you see Krishna.
I am the very light of sun and
moon. Why do you say, I don't see Krishna? Krishna says, I am here. That such a prabhasmi sasi sujya. But why don't you see?
What is there? But
no, no, no. Lord Krishna. That will take 3 millions of years to understand. That is already explained. Manushalam sahasesu kaschi jatati siddhaya. Jatatama vi siddhara. That is not so easy. Yeah, bhakti job. That is the beginning. Maya Saktamana Pratham Jogam Union Madasaya Asamsam Samagrang Mam Jadhagasasi. That is being explained.
No, my doubt is there. Some people must have become Siddha in this age also.
Who
must have seen Krishna.
No. Jatatamabi Siddha, even Siddhas cannot see.
Jatatamabi, but then there must be somebody of the Siddha.
Those Siddhas were satisfied. Now I have become Brahma.
No, not those satisfied.
And still after that, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atmana Saityati Nakankhati Samasarvishu Mad Bhakti Lagatapana. One is engaged in bhakti. They also, after many, many years, will understand what is Krishna.
But in this age, there must be some people who must understand.
There is always. Not in this age, at that age.
Everywhere. And then he must have seen the Krishna in the human That is a divine world. Sachidanand Vigraha.
Yes.
Sachidanand Vigraha is the real Vigraha of Krishna form.
Yes.
Krishna when lived on the earth, he had that form.
Just like
Sachidanand
devotee sees the deity of Krishna.
Come here. Sachidanand Vigraha is the real form of Krishna. Yes. If you can understand it beyond the five senses of yours.
Yes.
You cannot see with the charma eyes or with hearing with these ears. You have to go beyond.
You can see. Just like with cataract eyes, you cannot see. But if the cataract is removed, you can see. So similarly, to see Krishna, you have to develop attachment for Krishna. Maya saptamana, yogam yunyan tadas. So you have to be free from the cataract. Then you see.
Cataract is the cataract of Maya, false illusion.
So that means, yes. Therefore, you have to purify your eyes. by Bhakti Yoga operation. And then we'll see. We stick.
You see, you have to actually condition yourself to, receive.
And confirmed in the Brahma Sangita, Premanyana Chajita Bhakti Vilochane, Bhakti Vilochane, Santa Sadayivari Guru. Those have become Santa, and those are eyes, are smeared with love of God. They see every moment Krishna. They do not see anything but Krishna. Yes. Now this is another scene. Another scene. That one is very strong. That strong.
Where does he get the strength from? Strength is Krishna.
That is Krishna.
Dharma
aviruddha
bhuteshu kamo asmi bhartas.
That is a very important.
Dharma aviruddha means putrathe kriyate bhajya. Putrathe bhajya, wife is accepted only for getting son, not for sexual intercourse. Putrathe kriyate bhajya. So when you have sex life, simply for generating good son, that is Krishna. And if you want to enjoy your senses, that is pap.
That's correct. Yes. If you take that way, then...
You take contraceptive and enjoy sex life.
That is not allowed.
That is mahapap.
Dharma viruddha.
That is killing. This is going on. All over the world. They are also, as the material elements coming from Krishna, these gunas also coming from Krishna. But Krishna is not there.
Krishna is above it.
Yes.
None of the gurus.
Just like an electrician. He is, by his knowledge, he is the same box, he is turning to be refrigerator and again heater. He knows the art. So the heat and the coolness is coming from the engineer, but he is not there. He is not there. Then again comes to that here. Krishna is within the dog, but he is not dog.
Yes.
And if you say dog Narayan, that is mistake. Dog Narayan. But if Duridhar can become Narayan, why not dog? What he has done?
Maya saravidam kritam jagatam.
That I am explaining. See, if you take in that sense, because he has expanded himself everywhere, so why do you say Daridra Narayan? You say Dog Narayan, Dhani Narayan, Cat Narayan, everyone is Narayan. Why you particularize this section?
They are human beings, that's why I think.
No, human. If you have got so broad vision,
right, you see the divinity,
because
Narayan
has entered everywhere.
Yes.
So you cannot say simply Daridra. You can say the Sannarayan. Sannarayan.
There is also. More, you
that's
see,
right, but
it is argument. You see, if you have got so broad vision that Narayan is everywhere, why you particularize Daridra?
So human beings, we are the first effort.
Everyone. Dog Narayan, cat Narayan.
These rascals,
what are they? That they are worshipping Daridra Narayan and they are killing goat Narayan.
Goat Narayan, and eating it away.
Yes.
That's the answer of it.
It's God killing God. God, part of God.
God does not kill.
God never kills anything. Nothing is killed.
Human beings and cats and dogs are God himself. That means
that's not the cats and dogs, not of Krishna.
This is the version of the cats and dogs.
Even outside
Krishna
body.
Says, Naham Teshu.
They are in me, not I in them.
By the three modes of nature, they cannot understand what is Krishna. Yeah, therefore the bhaktas who have surrendered to Krishna, they can understand everything.
That is the most important
thing. Yeah.
Maya Pradajnana.
Now here the question is, Mami Vaja Prabhadante Maya Mitang Taranti. So it is very easy thing. Why not surrender to Krishna and become free from Maya? But the answer is that. Namang Duskita na Mura.
Four types of people.
Rascals and Muras and sinful men, they do not do that.
They again Chaturvidha Bhajanti.
But those who are pious, Sukritino, they do.
Chaturvidha Bhajanti. My name is Chaturvidha.
One of them, Chaturvidha Bhajanti. But they, you see, their mode of worship is fourfold. Artho, Jignyasu,
Artha. Artho, Jignyasi means Grihastha.
Kesham, Jnani, Nityayukto.
And Jnani and Jignyasu, Sannyas.
Jnani and Jignyasu, I see. Artho, yeah.
Because they grihastas, they feel distress of this material world.
They are
arthas. They are in need of money. But a sannyasi is not in need of money. Neither he cares for this worldly misery. Therefore, jignyasu. He is jignyasu. So they are better.
Jignyasu and jnani both together.
Yes. Jignyasu and jnani is almost the same thing. Anyway, so grihastas are inferior. Because as soon as their distress condition is over, they are no more interested.
They forget.
They are no more interested. But these jnanis and jignyasu, because they want to know what is Krishna, they continue. That is the difference.
Between jnani and jignyasu, so, esam jnani nitya yukto, ek bhakti
yukto. Jignyasu is the beginner, and jnani is realized. Therefore, he is better.
But
Jnani does not mean that I become God. One who is situated in bhakti yoga. Eka bhakti. Hare
Krishna.
He
is dear to me and I am dear to him. Jnani. Yes. But he is dear to everyone and everyone is dear to him.
Especially.
Especially.
Just like you have got many students, one is very intelligent, you take care of him, especially. Therefore, the jnani is intelligent. Therefore, he takes care.
Dara sarvayi. It is jnani to atma eva mimatam.
That is very important.
Jnani to
atma eva mimatam.
Yes, because even he has accepted me after full knowledge. Nobody can defeat him. Therefore, he is my atma.
So,
jnani
is
able. Jnani means one who can defend by knowledge Krishna's identity. That is jnani.
Because he is astika,
perpetually welded with me.
Yes.
Bhunam jnanam anti jnanam prapadyanti.
And your so-called Jnanavan, they will take many, many, many paths.
So-called.
Because actually when he becomes wise, he prapadyante, he surrenders. That is this.
If he has become jnani with bhakti,
then he will find that he has surrendered. Vasudeva surrendered. He has known, oh, Vasudeva, Krishna is everything.
Real jnani is that who is a
man. That is jnani.
And who has surrendered himself. That is correct.
Bhavanam
janam. Bhavanam
janam
janam vasudeva saram. Sarvam 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 means Vasudeva is everything. Because you already explained there are two energies, prakriti of Vasudeva. One apara and para. And whatever you see, this is combination of this apara and para. Therefore Vasudeva is everything. Vasudeva sarvam iti. Samahatma
sudhita.
So that way Vasudeva sarvam khalu idam dharma ho gaya. Same thing is.
But so, Vasudeva is there. It does not mean Mahabharata is there because Vasudeva has got everything. He has become everything. He is finished.
Vasudeva is still above.
That is Mahabharata. Yes, that is Mahabharata. Impersonality. They don't accept this person. That because Vasudeva has expanded himself in so many ways, Therefore, the identity of Vasudeva is finished.
It cannot be exactly. Purnam, Adam, Purnam, Idam, Purnat.
That's all right, but because they are fools, they cannot understand.
You are a fool, so you don't call me a fool. I'll hit him.
We are fighting. No, we are not fighting.
One thing I must explain. I think Dr. Patel is the eldest of
all.
So, you are all... He's just like my younger brother.
Yes.
And you are all, mostly, you are just like my son.
Yes, correct.
So I have to
I am
write.
Also your son.
No, you are younger brother. Sons are on the same level. So I have got the right to say sometimes.
Yes, correct.
Don't be angry.
And we accept it also. You know that within yourself you take us to be something different.
That is out of love.
That is intelligence. That if I have to ask something and if it is to be ended, why shall I be interested in such thing? So why not go to Krishna? Why do this? Because the origin, absolute, is impersonal. So when the absolute comes in form, he accepts the material element, just like we do. So, they are abuddha. Their intelligence is...
Avyaktam vyaktimapannam maam manyante maam abuddhaya.
Vyaktimapannam.
They consider body of Krishna.
Abhaktam. The absolute truth is abhaktam.
Absolute, yes.
And when absolute truth comes...
In the form of a body.
Incarnation. He accepts his mind body.
Only body and
that,
not the real
that has
inside.
Been commented by Dr. Radhakrishna. When Krishna says that manmanabhavamadbhaktamadjajimangnamuskuru, he says that it is not to the Krishna person, but what is within him? Within him. That means he is under the theory that Krishna's body is Maya. So you haven't got to surrender to the body of Krishna. But this fool does not know that there is no such distinction in Krishna. No, Krishna has no such distinction as body and soul.
So-called body.
Prakriti in Samadhisthaya. He comes in his own original body. Samavamiji. Pratiti in Sam. Not this Pratiti. Sam. The spiritual body. That they do not know. Param Bhavajananda. The Krishna is so powerful that he can come in his spiritual body. Otherwise, how he remembers? Millions of years. If his body is changing, it is material, then how he can remember?
Nam Prakasha Sarvasya.
Yoga Mahasana. Therefore, he is not manifest except to the devotees.
Mudo am na bijanati.
Mudo again, Mudha and Mudha. Comes.
Vedam samatitani vartamane.
This is Krishna.
Bhavishyani.
Vedam samatita.
Kalatita. Because he is Kalatita.
Kalatita because he is all spirit. Therefore he knows everything.
Kali is an illusion. Kali is an illusion.
Kali is also Krishna, another form of Krishna. Yes. Kalosmi, in the 11th chapter, he said.
Iccha dvesha samutthena dvandamohena bharata.
Yes.
Sarvabhutani sammoham
sargeyanti parandamo.
Yes. Sargeyanti, those who have come to this material world, they are envious of Krishna.
Iccha dvesha samutthena.
Yes. Iccha dvesha samutthena. Why shall I serve Krishna? I shall become Krishna. This is
iccha dvesha. Is that so, or by because of illusion or not understanding Krishna, they go on...
No. Krishna is enjoyer. So they are just like a big businessman. And his secretary is working under him. So he sometimes thinks, why shall I work under him? Why not become another Birla like him? That is the fall down. He is happy there, becoming secretary of a big man. But he gives us the job and tries himself and becomes a Bhagavan. That's all. This is the position. Anyone who is trying to become Dvandamaya.
Because they are illusioned by the Dvandas.
Dvandas.
If they understand that there is unity and nothing else but Krishna exists, then they are released from the Maya.
Yes.
Otherwise they are going...
So therefore they will not... If anyone knows that wherever I go, Krishna supremacy is there. Krishna supreme is there. But he is perplexed, Dvandamaya. That if I leave Krishna, I become more happy. That is Dvandamaya.
Dvandamaya means of duality of this.
Yeah, duality. He is making duality. The Krishna's interest and my interest
all
differ.
All likes and dislikes.
Krishna's interest and my interest differ. That is Dvandamaya. When you understand that my interest and Krishna's interest is same, then it is not Dvandamaya. This Dvandamohan exists to the sinful man. The one who is free from all sinful resultant action, he can understand
Krishna.
Then he engages himself, Dhirabhuta. No, I am simply servant of Krishna. That's it. Now here the real problem is Jaramarana Mukshaya. But these people, they are engaged in paltry things. The real business is how to become free from the Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi. They do not know that. Real purpose of life they do not know. Take any big leader. He does not know what is the aim of life, what is the problem of life. He does not know. Murana Abhijana. Muramana
Abhijana. Murana Abhijana. Te Brahma Tad Viduhu Krutnam Vyatmam Karma Cha Asilam.
Adhidaivatam Adhyatmam.
No, these things will be explained further.
Then he becomes
nothing to. He is self-sufficient. He hasn't got to find out Maya to enjoy.
No, the lower, that is the Jiva.
Jiva, because he is dependent. He has to, just like a servant, if he wants a little more comfort, he may find out a bigger master. But he has to serve. That is the position. You have to serve. If you don't serve Krishna, then you serve Maya.
That's
what
I was saying.
This is the position. That is the Vedas.
God needs service.
God does not need. You need to serve God. God does not need.
He is not self-sufficient.
He is self-sufficient. But it is for your interest.
He knows before creating people they'll sin. Why does he create them?
He does not create. This is our nonsense question. He does not create. He does not create.
He's not omniscient.
No, he is omniscient, everything. But you aren't. That he has given you facility, all right, enjoy. And become entangled. That's all. Therefore, at last he says, Sarvadharmaan Purushottam, Mamekam Sarvam. Therefore he says, that this is askalda. You are trying this, that. No, don't try this. Come on. Surrender unto me. This is Rasa Vishnu.
Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Adena Dinatishtadhyam. But you are illusioned because of the Maya.
One man is in the prison house, so he supposed. Why government has created the prison house? There must be somebody.
To go in, so let me go in.
But government does not want that. Only the criminals are sent there. That's all. Similarly, this material creation, there was no necessity. But because there are criminals who want to enjoy, therefore God has given this facility, all right, to enjoy.
The whole material world is created by the propensity of the past actions of all...
No, because God knows that there are some fools and rascals who will desire like that. All right. If they want... That's why government knows. Suppose government is creating one city, but he is creating at the same time the jail house. Although there is no criminal at that time. But government knows there are some criminals who will fulfill this jail house. Because you are independent, everyone is independent, not absolute independent, but slight independent. So therefore, we have the option either to serve God or serve Maya.
Yes. Serve God or serve Mammon.
That's it.
Can't serve two masters at the same time.
That's not.
Who
as a matter of fact, God.
Any point.
See, all, you are having all the...
Why does God permit all this sins and offenses?
That is very important question.
What is that?
That is the eternal question. Why God created all this?
Why you act? I do not understand. God does not create. But you create. Just like you infect some disease. So you create your disease. Nobody is creating your disease. The simple thing, why don't you understand? Karanam gunasangasya.
This is what he says, right?
Karanam gunasangasya.
Karanam
gunasangasya. If you associate with the different qualities of this material nature, then you become infected. If you associate with the tamogun, then you become lower class man, animals. That is your fault. It is not Krishna's
fault. All your actions and their effects which are collecting around you, as a Jew.
Knows before creating from the first birth how some people will exercise this so-called free will in choosing sin. And still he creates them if he were not...
There is no question of choosing. As soon as you associate some infectious disease, it is not the question of disease. You must be diseased. This is law of nature. If you infect the smallpox disease, then you must be suffering from smallpox. That is law of nature. Not that your father has created smallpox disease for you. Try to understand like this. You infect yourself.
Giving chance, just but you as a jiva is so much engrossed in the maya and in the tree, in the fruits of it, that you don't heed what the upper bird says.
That is it. Now Krishna says, "Sarva dhanman puritta mamena." Who is caring?
So you stop looking down and
look up. That is in the mind. Now you suffer.
And once you look up and when you realize that this is all his maya, all is due to him, then you get released from the bondage of the maya and you get
maya. Maya is, it is not for Krishna, for me.
Maya is for jiva.
Yeah. Just like this is darkness. Darkness means absence of sun. But sun is never absence of sun.
Yes, sun is never
absence. Sun is always in the sunlight. It is for us to be in the dark.
It's a lot of Maya.
By simply surrendering unto Krishna, one becomes free from Maya. So how Krishna can be under the influence of Maya?
No, he can. He is a lot of Maya.
Yes. But this Mayavadi says that Krishna also, when he comes under the influence of Maya. This is called Maya. Material of the Bhuta. And Adhijagga is Paramatma.
Yeah.
And Adhibhuta, material. And Adhidaiva.
Devas, all the devas of the ten indriyas.
These are the questions. So this will be answered.
In the next chapter it will be answered. This is the beginning, this is the question put. That is a fact, but antrakale you remember him.
You practice remembering Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. How you will be able? Antrakale, there will be so many disarrangement of the body. You see, that if you practice. If you practice, then it is possible.
As a matter of fact.
Yes.
Not only that, but I may tell you, sir, that you must have such practice.
You always remember Krishna. It is not that all of a sudden you remember Krishna. That is not possible.
That's why he is in the path of service.